Short Fuss Out on Triple J. That's Lil Lotus right there with Think of Me Tonight. And now it's my pleasure to say the man, the myth, the legend himself, Lil Lotus, is on the line. My friend, how you doing today?
I'm feeling very mythy.
Any particular reason?
Very legendly. I'm feeling very manly, mythly, and legendly.
I like that. I like that. Now, where in the world do we find you as we're having this conversation?
I am in, I want to say Woodland Hills, pretty close to Calabasas, in LA.
Nice. Now your new album Era Boy is now upon the world. How is the vibe in the Lil Lotus camp?
Y'all tell me. So it's out already. Y'all tell me. I'm just stoked that it's finally out. It's been a lot of fun working on it and all that stuff. I love just releasing music. I'm just like, oh, it's finally out. You can hear it. I've heard these songs 1,000 times, but now y'all are hearing it. That's like the biggest, like, I get so stoked on that.
Yeah, no, I love that. And you know, like, Era Boy comes at such an interesting time for alternative music. It's a time that I honestly think in a few years is going to be looked back on as the sort of revival years, you know, from pop punk to grunge to ska to 2000s metalcore. Like, we are seeing acts kind of across the board, like, revive genres that have been a bit dormant, whether it's been for a couple of years or in ska's case about 20 years. But yeah. As someone who personally finds himself across, you know, multiple parts of this revival, where do you think this drive comes from to push genres this way?
I don't know. I just like making music. I just like making all kinds of music, and I like just having fun with it. If it's not fun, I can't do it. And so it's just a big old album of fun. I don't know where it comes from. I like to have fun.
No, I think that's a fair enough reason. I think that's, you know, and yeah, that's exactly what we need in times like this.
I never want the party to end, so it's like, let's party.
No, I love it. And, you know, on the album, you know, I think it's one thing that is very, very obvious is you've made a huge amount of freedom for yourself when you kind of remove the limitations of genres or rules or whatever people call it. And I think the first kind of challenge for a lot of people is realizing that those rules are completely self-imposed. It's not something, you know, yeah. Like outside of stuff we put on ourselves, they don't really actually exist. So from someone who's so passionate about, you know, removing boundaries, removing roles, what has been the biggest challenge of that process?
Surprisingly, nothing. you're just doing exactly what you want to do when you want to do it. That's probably the best thing you could ask yourself to do for yourself. Like, when it comes to life, so it only makes sense if it applies to music. But it's just been, I don't know, like, I can't, the only word I can come up with is everything's just been fun. Like, just making stuff, like, just creating on the spot, like, it's organic. It's like, I don't really feel like there's really a challenge. The only challenge I feel like I've had, like, in this whole process, so I was talking about this earlier, is like, I'm so used to like releasing stuff very sporadically and like not formally as a album package that I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting. I kind of have these blue balls, and now the album's out and like I'm just like, fuck yeah, like I'll get to hear it. But yeah, that's probably the only, like, going from like releasing things on my time how I want to and then formally packaging it, I'm just like, I'm the most impatient person.
I think it shows the kind of the old school versus the new school in that particular way. It's like, it definitely used to be, you know, you do an album, you tour for 2 years, Whereas like nowadays, especially because you came up through that SoundCloud scene, whereas as soon as you have a song, you can just put it on SoundCloud and it's out there.
Like, dude, I remember days, like nights, like, but it was like every week, like I would be like with friends, we'd be making a song, like multiple songs. And we're like planning out like how throughout the week, like since we all did a song together, there's like four of us, like you drop yours on Monday, like I'll drop mine on Wednesday, you drop yours on like Thursday, and then Saturday we'll put this one out. And like, then we're like, meet up next week and we'll do the same thing. But like that, in that night, we're like, oh, we need a single art. All right, let's just go out to the front porch and like change the light bulb to a blue light bulb or something. Or let's go stand on a car. Like, who has a cool car? Like, cool, we got the picture, we got the thing, it's uploaded, all right, set to drop this day, post the snippet on Twitter, and then it'll be out like in a few hours. I'm so used to that. Like that world. I love that world. I love the run and gun bullshit.
But I think there's something really, really important in that run and gun thing that are like I think of a lot of when it comes to creativity is like when we have so much time to sit on something, we have so much time to second guess something. Whereas if you just do
Oh
it and
yeah.
put it out there before you can think about it, you don't have time to think about the mistakes.
Yeah, that's a very good point. There's like tons of songs that probably would have never came out if I would have like sat there and been like, oh shit, like I was too I shouldn't put this out. Like I'm thinking too much about it. Yeah, that's a very, very good point. I'm glad that there's some songs that are out that I probably would have second guessed.
Well, we're
And
gonna
mostly
we're...
because it's like not only just for me, but like some people are like, yo, like I really connect with that song. Like I really love that song. Like this song helped me get through this. And I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm not a total idiot. Sick. Like I'm glad it like did its job and like someone likes it and someone like more than that, like connects to it.
Yeah, no, I 100% vibe with that. I really, really do. Well, we're gonna go to one of these songs right now, and then we're gonna come back and kind of look at the releases you have had recently. But we're gonna go to a track called Doctor Doctor right now. Is there something you can tell us about this song as we go into it?
This song was just about like about what it's about or just
Oh,
anything about it.
anything you want to share about the song?
I had this like crazy dream one night that I like died in a car crash and like ex someone explaining to my mom that I died, but I saw myself d like die like I was like driving by this like car crash and I didn't realize it was me in the car crash. And yeah.
That's heavy.
That's what Doctor Doctor is about. I watched myself get in a car crash and didn't realize it was me.
Rough, rough. All right, you're a short, fast, loud.
Yeah.
We've got little alerts on the phone having a chat.
Wah, wah, wah.
This track's called Doctor Doctor. You're in Sure Fast Loud. That's Little Lotus with Dr. Doctor. On the phone having a chat is Little Lotus himself. And at a it's it, it, we are in such a time where I know a lot of creatives are struggling to put pen to paper, but I mean the opposite really seems to be true for yourself. In just over 12 months, you've released four EPs and an album, six if we go back to the start of 2000.
Yeah.
It's to quote an incredible musical that's one of my favorites, you really do seem like you're writing like you're running out of time. And so I guess from that point of view, when you push aside the surface reasons, at a deep primal level, where does this creative drive come from for you?
I put myself through a lot of hell for no reason. So I'm always dealing with something. So I always got something to write about, but also it's just like I don't know, like I was explaining earlier to somebody how like sometimes like I'll be like in a writing session and stuff like that and or it won't even actually be a writing session. It'll be like a thing where me and the homies are partying and we're just in the vibe and we're like, yo, let's write a song. It turns into like one or two or three. And I start thinking in this way, like a more of a director style way of thinking. And I'm like, all right, you're like none of this applies to anything that's happened in my life, but like maybe one little sliver of it does. And then, like we'll start writing stuff. But it'll start off with a little bit of truth and then like I'll be like, but then you're driving down the highway and this happened and then you get pulled over, but you gun it and then then you end up somewhere, you like just different scenarios, dumb shit, or like you're at a party and then the party's going on and then you have to go home and your girl's mad at you and then she's mad at you and you're just like, ah, you know what, I don't even care. And then you want to party some more. And so you go back to the party and you just get shit faced and like you realize like, oh, like I'm happier here. Or you wake up and the come down is like killing you and you're just like, fuck this, like what am I doing? And like you just like put these scenarios in your head and then like I have like a big old imagination and I'll just put these scenarios in my head and I'm just like talking about it. I'm not really even like having I'm not really I'm just talking about things like
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that. And I really like one point you made there in particular, where it's like, I think that's a challenge for creatives, is they put all this time and energy into this big piece and they think the whole thing is crap and they don't know whether to throw it away or not. But there's one part of it that's just really, really good. And the idea of just taking that one part, getting rid of the rest and then extrapolating on that is a real challenge for a lot of creatives. I think that's really, really important point to make.
Things like, my biggest thing is that, like, I take nothing in life at all. I don't know if you can tell by this conversation we're having, but serious, like, things are serious, but like, I will fart in the middle of a meeting. Like, I don't care. I don't take things serious. Like, and I just have fun. I just want to have fun. I never want the fun to stop. I never want the party to stop. I just, things don't have to be that serious. Things don't have to be that honest, and sometimes they can be honest, but it doesn't have to feel that serious. Like it's really just like, you just gotta fucking, sometimes you just gotta put your freaking silly balls on the table and just let life be what it is.
I love that answer. I really, really do. But then it kind of like it changes the mood of the next question I have to ask as well. So
It does
it's
it. I wouldn't imagine how that could change the mood of anything.
it's obviously a very personal subject to you, and I don't want to pry too deeply, but as someone who has experienced a lot with substances and sobriety and addictions and recovery, and something that is all too common within our scene, especially at times like presence, how fair would the statement be that creation is just another addiction, and is it a completely healthy one?
Oh, it's completely true, and that's exactly, like, that's how it is for me. Maybe for some people it's like a little bit different. Maybe some people take that more like serious, and they're just like, okay, like, whatever. They're more surgical with it or whatever. But man, I think creating music, creating in general, any kind of art, whatever, is definitely like a huge addiction. Now, I would say for me it's pretty helpful, because I don't like the whole like therapy thing and talk about your feelings. I'm like, I already said it like 50 songs ago. Like, you heard me say it. And I was like, see, like, I feel like I write half the songs to myself to like listen to, like, sometimes. And so I'm like, I feel like it's very helpful for me. I
No,
like it.
I like that
I'm
answer. I really
addicted to music.
My usual last question to people is, when are we going to see you in Australia? But obviously that question is sort of ridiculous at the moment. So my last question to a lot of creatives has changed of recent times. So it's, I know a lot of young musicians listen to Short Fast Loud, and as a young Australia, a lot of young Australian bands listen to Short Fast Loud religiously. So, and a lot of them are struggling with creativity at the moment. So as someone who has created so much in this last little while, what advice do you give to people who are struggling with, the creative process with writer's block and things like that?
You know, like how they tell actors, like, think of something really sad so you can cry on the spot. Like, do that, but with music. Like, that's literally only like that. But then also just like fucking have fun. Like, it doesn't matter if this song. I feel like one thing that like really like stops people from being able to create is like, or has always stopped me, is that like I'll think too hard. Like, so like one thing like I used to do is that like, I still do, is like I'll load up like three different like sessions, not sessions, but I'll load up, yeah, sessions, and be working with a homie or whatever. And as soon as I see someone thinking too hard, or if I'm like thinking too hard, I'm like, yo, pull up the other session. Like, let's write about something different. Because something I'm gonna say here is gonna like spawn off an idea that I'm like, fuck, I should have said something more along those lines in the other one. And then you just like fucking eeny, meeny, miny, moe it. And you're just like, oh, go back here. Okay, no, that's not okay. We're having trouble here. Let's go to the other thing. Are you even a melody, like some kind of like cadence that you have in your head, will be like, damn, but that would sound so sick over here instead. Like, and then you just have a mesh of like of three songs that like all like blend, not blend pretty well, but they all blend by themselves pretty well. And it's like, you're not overthinking it. Overthinking is like the devil. Like, that's why I
100%.
don't take things seriously. That's why I don't overthink things. I go with my gut. I'm like, whatever.
Love that. I really, really do. Mate, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat. I really, really do appreciate it. We're going to go out with a song called... No, you're welcome. We're going to go out with a song called Don't Fuck This Up. Would you tell us something a little bit about the song as we say goodbye?
I don't remember, other than the fact that the fact that the day we're recording this, I didn't know that Travis Barker was going to be in the studio. And or I didn't know as I was like on the way there, and I get there and John Feldman's like, yo, so Travis is just going to pull through and he's going to do some drums. And I'm thinking of like every Travis that I know, like on a friend level. And I'm like, oh, like Travis, this Travis, or like that Travis, like this Travis. And like, no, like Barker, like Travis Barker. And I'm like, oh, casually, Travis Barker, casually. Like, I've never met him in my life. Like, he's only more tattooed than me. Like, and like the biggest drummer like ever. So I'm like recording vocals and I don't have shit to, like, I didn't have anything to write. This is day one of the session. I'm in the room with Feldman and Travis Barker. All right, I'm waiting, expecting Travis Barker to walk up and I'm recording vocals and I hear a door open because in Feldman's studio, like you walk through the like vocal room, you get to the control room and he walks by and I get scared because I hear someone and then I double get like scared because I'm like, Travis, like, I'm like, and I'm like, yo, what's up, legend? And then, yeah, that, I don't really know. I wasn't really going for anything. The songs, I can't really tell you. I really don't even remember it right now.
I was going to say, well, the title makes perfect sense, though.
Yeah, I couldn't fuck it up. Yeah, so I was like, you cannot fuck this up.
Love it. I love it. You're sure, Fast Loud. This is Little Lotus. The track's called Don't Fuck This Up. If we're so in love, why does it feel this way? I know.